27th.
We're talking pussy cheeks.
Pussy cheeks.
Looks like a little butt.
Pussy cheeks look like a little butt?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks... most of the
you
pussy
mean like
cheeks
an innie,
I've seen...
an innie pussy?
Most of them they're all like innies, right?
No, you know, I'm saying the big
sounds
flappy
like
lips.
Stav has been having accidental gay sex again. Once again, he's been tricked.
You know, the innie pussies
by
your dick goes inside.
A fellow devilish gentleman.
Yeah. And the outie pussies, that they have, their clit is like an
hello,
inch.
Hello, Stavros. It's me, a girl.
I'm just fucking a guy's balls.
Have I shown you my outie?
Classic innie.
No, man. I'm
yo,
talking like a floppy.
This bitch got a chocolate starfish, bro.
I'm talking about a floppy lip situation.
Mm.
Some pussies are self-contained.
No, I know what you're saying. All pussies.
And those do seem like they have cheeks. The innies.
The no lips outside. The no meat flap having.
No meat flap having ass bitches.
Having ass bitches.
Which, listen, I'll suck on a flap. Uh-huh. We're just doing an ethnography right now.
It feels like
pussy so perfect. It's like a F or M to F.
It feels like we haven't
shit.
Done the show in a while, right?
It's been 7 days.
I know, but it feels like there's been a longer break.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I guess it's
maybe
been.
We've all been doing stuff.
Well, hold on. Let me think for a second.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
No, I did literally absolutely nothing this week.
I had a busy ass week, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Busy like a beaver.
Busy like a beaver, damming some shit up.
Yeah.
I had a great week.
It is pretty cool that they just fuck up rivers.
Yeah.
It's like a type
beavers
of...
Beavers do?
Yeah, it's like a big squirrel that's like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. I don't care. You don't get water.
Right.
I'm just trying to get some pussy in
because it seems like
my little fucking house.
It seems
house
very
on the river.
Inconvenient. Yeah, they like make a house, they have to fuck up a river.
Yeah. Why do they do that?
They could just do it on the. They could have a little like a parasol, like a little like you know day at the creek kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're also like construction guys, but their name is synonymous with vagina too. That's our revenge on them.
What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking
what?
About? You're just talking about beavers? Come on, man.
You brought up the beavers.
Please.
I like when you call pussy beaver.
I said I wanted to talk about
computers.
Yeah,
but what about the guy beavers? They probably don't like that.
No, they probably love it.
What
dude?
Do you think? I'm some sort of perfect, no meat flap heaven ass.
Well, first of all, I think a beaver connotes a fucked up pussy.
Denotes?
Connotes.
Connotes.
I think connotes works.
The connotation.
That's the connotation. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah,
have we had this conversation before?
Adam, here's the thing.
Bro, you know I cheated since 6
That's the
years.
Thing.
Yeah, but it's fine.
You have
ahead,
to pretend
you,
and prove
you know
you're smart.
A cheating
he's
ass.
Just trying to express himself.
I'm trying to express myself.
And he did it correctly.
Honestly, I like seeing you guys get
and
along.
And you got your
so
fucking
if I'm
glasses
be the,
no, no, don't switch this. Don't try and say this
that,
is some
actually,
kind of
you know what it is?
Stroke
it's conflection is what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's not deflection. It's conflection.
You're conflexing.
I'm conflecting.
You're conflecting.
Listen. And I'm going to cock flex my cock in your ass cheeks if you don't shut the fuck up right now.
What
How about that?
That?
What do you think that means?
You're gonna put it in soft.
I'm gonna
and
put
let
my
it grow.
No, I'm gonna put it in hard, but I'm gonna squeeze. I'm gonna do Kegels while I do it, and you'll feel a little movement. You'll like it a lot.
My friend Tommy, growing up, swore that he invented a sex move called the Darwin, where you put your soft cock into a girl's mouth, and then it evolves, thus choking and killing her.
Yeah, your friend sounds like a
and
fucking nerd
he,
that never got his dick.
He's the rabbi, right?
He's a magician now, but
he was a rabbi.
He was a rabbi. Yeah,
yeah, that guy's.
He
a
got
fucking
kicked
loser.
Out of rabbi school for setting a fire because he was too stoned. He put something in the microwave for what he thought was 3 minutes, but it was. It was not 30 minutes, 300 minutes he put into the thing. And then it set on fire. Yeah, and then he got kicked out of rabbi school.
Bro, I'm just a different breed because I'm waiting that 3 minutes.
I saw Tommy at, I said this last week at the show, but I saw Tommy at the funeral. And Tommy's now a magician.
Yeah.
And he showed up to the Shiva and he said, Adam, I loved your mother like a mother. Perhaps I loved her more than my own. And then I was like, Tommy, are you wearing your magic clothes?
Was he?
Yeah, he was wearing like a waistcoat. He was wearing
he was wearing a hat to the Shiva.
Yeah, yeah. He wore his, because that was like his nice clothes. He wore his he wore his magician clothes.
That's fucking
I love
awesome.
Tommy. That's one of my
Can we go back
guys.
To talking about beavers though, real fast?
Uh-huh.
I thought Nick wanted to talk about computers.
Well, it's a fluid conversation. It evolves mm-hmm. much like your friend Tommy's penis in a girl's mouth. Did you guys ever watch Three Angry Beavers?
What was that,
on
a cartoon?
Three Kings.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, Ice
Cube.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Ice Cube. Why?
And George Clooney.
It's about the war in Afghanistan and how they found the... They found, what is it about?
The perfect, the golden boy, the Taliban.
They found the golden boy.
The guy that everybody fucks in the Taliban.
Yeah, the hottest
boy. The hottest 7-year-old that all the warlords just run through.
They call him the golden boy.
And it doesn't matter what you do to his ass, it always bounces back perfect.
And the cool thing about the golden boy is I keep getting older, he stays the same.
Oh, he stays the same age.
That's why.
Was it basically they found, basically Hezbollah?
Yeah, they found Hezbollah, Maganobinov.
Dude, a guy like that,
that
must be the prized possession. Hezbollah is very lucky he's born now and not 30, 40
years ago. Hezbollah really stepped into P.O.'s space.
Who's Hezbollah?
He's this little Central Asian Muslim kid.
This is an
kid.
Instagram thing, huh?
He's kind of a, Twitter thing. But he's one of those, Gary Coleman.
He's 19, but
looks like he's 5, yeah.
Yeah, I think you showed me this.
Yeah.
But there was a video of him fighting with an actual baby.
No, I think that's another...
his younger brother who also has the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Hezbollah's 20 or 19.
Yeah, but they give
the
him guns
18.
And stuff. And
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, they let him drive. It looks like he's having a lot of fun out there.
It's tragic,
but also very funny how Gary Coleman died.
He was a security guard.
He scraped
right?
his head on a countertop.
Oh, that's really sad.
And then he did. He just walked past, dinged the countertop
because he was so small.
Yeah. He died like a fucking Goomba in Mario.
Like a kitchen drawer came out too.
There were a bunch of birds tweeting around his head.
And the bitch he was living with was just didn't call the police for too long or call an ambulance for too long.
His girlfriend killed him. Classic Elliot Smith.
Mm-hmm. She had big ass tits, I remember.
Did she?
I remember she was hot.
Oh, he got pussy. That's good.
Mm-hmm. He did get pussy, yeah. Let me just look that up.
What you talking about, Willis? Remember that? He would say that.
Yep. I remember. I mean, I was too young to see that live. But
that was a classic. Anytime
that
Gary
was his
Coleman.
Big line.
Anytime people bring up Gary Coleman, I love to say, "What you talking about, Willis?"
That probably brings the house.
Oh, you know what? No,
down.
She.
Because it's what he would say on the show.
I'll say this: she actually was not hot and had fucked up teeth. In fact.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm misremembering that. And perhaps in the past he got.
You know
pussy.
Who you're thinking of? You're thinking of Ice-T's girlfriend, Coco.
I know all about Coco, brother.
Yeah, yeah, that's who you were thinking.
Yeah,
of.
You know, I think I'm literally thinking of this picture, and I don't know who it's of. But
that's,
I remember.
Well, that's
this
a picture,
picture
of Gary Coleman.
No, that's Mary Carey. She ran for governor of California.
I think I remember because he was also
running.
She
was a porn star.
He was also running for governor. I think they had a lot of
photo
ops together.
Arnold one. It was the kind of the freak show year.
This is his
How about Barnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, and it's Barney.
And he's in a barn. He's like, I fuck animals.
I fuck cows.
I have sex with animals.
I sucked off a horse, you idiot. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I like that
Something
a lot.
Along those Whenever anybody brings up the TV show Different Strokes, I always do Barnold Schwarzenegger. For
smart. That's your
and
classic.
They're like, what does this have to do with anything? I'm like, you know, Gary Coleman, that other bitch. They
ran for governor.
Arnold won. Arnold.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
Yeah. Do I have to spell it out for you? I will. N.
No.
Remember? Anytime people bring up Different Strokes, I just slowly start spelling the N word. That's sort of a thing.
This is like when you solve for, you have to show your work for the equation for how you got the answer. And you're like, look, we simplify it. It gets to me spelling out the N word.
Right.
But we had to go through Arnold Schwarzenegger first and all this other stuff.
The joculus.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the joculus
on
it.
That's right.
The bidonometry.
You got to show the.
Should we play the 9/11 call of Gary Coleman's wife to decide if she set him up or not?
Yeah, she didn't set him up.
911.
She didn't set him up. She was just slow to react.
I don't know, dude.
And that was the reason.
She might have bonked his ass with a big mallet, like he's a little gopher.
Mm-hmm. Whack-a-mole.
Santa Quinn, here at the home of child TV star Gary Coleman.
Let's see
the
what we got here.
Gary's wife, Shannon Price.
I had my husband go make me some food downstairs. He just got home. I heard this big bang. I went downstairs.
She sounds like a big white woman.
I don't know if he's okay.
The time, 12:50 in the afternoon, a week ago Wednesday.
Her head is bloody. There's blood all over the floor. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. I just heard this bang
this
and I went
suspect,
down there. He's
dude.
On the floor. Send someone quick because I don't even know if he's like going to be alive because there's a lot of blood on the floor.
She killed him.
Something odd
she
happened.
Killed him.
Gary, are you okay?
Shannon says she can't help her dying husband because of an aversion to blood.
Can you go to where he is and help him?
He's lethargic. I can't really help him. I just can't be here with the blood. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't.
What?
There's blood all over and I can't do anything.
Where is he at now?
On the floor in the kitchen. I've just been kind of sick and, you know, like...
I'm having a tough
day. I don't want to be traumatized right now.
I don't want to be traumatized.
No, he was, like, bubbling at the mouth. I'm gagging. I got blood on myself. I can't deal.
Gary then gets up.
Can you tell him to try and put pressure on the back of his head?
No, we can't. It's like all bloody, and I'm not trying to do.
I'm not trying to do shit.
I don't want him to die.
He's not with
you. I'm freaking out, really bad. Don't move. Stay there, okay? You had to put this on your head.
Oh,
keep pressure
no,
on this, okay?
Dude.
Hold this. He's bloody, like all freaking over.
Tell him he needs to sit down.
You need to sit down. Sit down.
God
Gary,
damn.
Sit down.
What's wrong?
Look at the floor.
What's
sit
wrong?
Down. Sit down.
Dude, this bitch killed Gary Coleman.
Yeah, how about Gary Holman? And
yep.
He's like,
yes.
I'm a black man, I'm a baby, and I got a vagina.
That's awesome.
And that's it. That's the simple fact of it. There ain't anything. There's no reason to complicate it beyond that.
Yep.
I'm a black man,
I'm a baby,
and I have a vagina.
I got a big old pussy.
And I got a regular... normal adult
my
vagina.
My pussy is the size of regular woman's, but it looks huge on me. I'm Gary Holman.
Ellen's like, Gary, thanks for being here. So a lot of people want to know, do you have an adult penis? Or is it baby's penis? Ellen, I knew you were going to hit me with that. I knew. I said before I came, I was actually talking to my good friends Mario Lopez and Ryan Seacrest before I came on here. And I said, Ellen, she's going to ask me if I have a baby's penis.
If I have a baby's penis.
She's like, I also hang out with them. Ryan Seacrest, Graham Norton, Mario Lopez, Ellen, and Gary Coleman.
That's a nice fivesome if I
remember
ever
that gay ass selfie that the fucking celebs
at the Oscars?
Took?
At the Oscars,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was bizarre. It was like, wow, what was the point of that? It's like, celebs are just like us. They also take selfies.
Yeah, at the Oscars. I know. People love gay bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Not
I'm fucking
me.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't charmed by it. I really wasn't. I wasn't, dude.
You smiled.
I didn't smile.
You got a half a smile. Yeah.
I wasn't happy for
you know me,
Lupita
dude.
Nyong'o's brother who was
I don't like
in
celebrities
there.
At all. My culture is reading Soldier of Fortune magazine.
Yes.
And buying different types of alternative currencies that are made by people who live in the woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, you awesome. Don't know when one of those is going to pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm off crypto. I'm on that kind of shit. I'm on
Montana
like,
militia money.
That's right. I've got a lot of fucking Iraqi dinar.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I mean.
Dinar is a great, let me just say right now, dinar, doubloon. Honestly, drachmas, that's a great.
Dinar word. Hard dinar.
That's what they named it after.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We are going to say it.
I'm a
Armani.
Hard Armani. I love wearing hard Armani clothes.
Just a silk shirt with the N-word printed all around it.
I can't remember if I said it on the show or tweeted it, but I was trying to remember. I never watched that show, Hey Arnold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
you
I know
never watched
he's
it.
Got a black friend on the show, and I said, what if the character's name was Hard Arnold?
That's a great question.
Get it?
That's a really interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
And to ponder that is going to take me some time.
Yeah,
I got to think on that.
Why don't you ponder that for a second?
Yeah, I'm going to ponder it.
Let's take a quick, like 15-second break to sort
yeah,
of
let's just think about on that. Hard Arnold.
Let's play a
let's
song.
Have a moment of silence.
So the question is Gerald. What if his name was Hard Arnold?
Oh, it's Gerald. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And Arnold's name is Arnold.
Well, hold on. There's something going on with Gerald. What does that start with?
G.
G.
No, but then keep going.
E.
And then next.
R.
So we'll take that
you
part.
You cracked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take those letters.
We'll take just R?
No.
Oh, God.
We'll take those and we'll set
them. We were too slow on that.
We
were
for a
too
second.
Slow on
no,
that.
No, yeah, we gave him. We gave
gonna,
two.
We're sending the rest of the letters
the door,
back to the Scrabble
fox
bag.
Is in the hen house. Yeah. The fox ran off with a fucking nice sized chicken. We got it out now, but we did take an L on that one.
We just let him do that.
We have two such beautiful innocent minds, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think like the adversary.
Yeah, we'll send the rest of the letters back to the Scrabble bag and we'll roll the dice and see what
I
comes
think we're
up.
Good with this bit. Actually, I think we kind of took it. But yeah, your point is taken.
I'm still pondering.
You know that little website that guesses what celebrity you're thinking of with like the guy with the turban and
he's putting
his finger to his head and he's got like the Lin-Manuel Miranda goatee,
right?
And it's just like make a website like that where it's like I can guess any word you're thinking of, and then so it's like think of a word and you start and the first question is like is it a slur, and you're like no, and it's like is it a term of endearment,
yes,
and they're like no, does it describe a thing, and they're like yes, is like the thing a type of person, and they're like no, and they're like. Would you like to start over? Would you like to pick a different word, perhaps?
Is it in a lot of rap songs?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is the word you're thinking of, perhaps, it used to be on TV in the 1970s in sitcoms?
Was it said a lot on Sanford and Son?
Yes. Yeah.
Or by the character Archie Bunker on
they're
occasion.
Like, they're like, I guess, probably, maybe. That's a nice way in.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I love the genie. You know what? I'll say this about the genie and just that guy, you know, that picture, and just like genie, the genie
aesthetic
in general.
Yeah.
I think I'm definitely going to have a genie phase in my life.
I mean, you kind of facial hair.
I've been a show called I Cream My Genies.
Easily. Yeah.
I Cream My Genies. There's a guy in the military that's like, oh, great, I came in my pants again.
Mm-hmm.
Genie, and he lives with a genie.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't, one of the wishes can't be that you don't nut in your pants.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the genie clean up the cum for him?
Yes.
Honestly, man, he never fucks the genie in that, because it's like a 1960s show, right?
Who?
The guy from I Dream of Genie.
Oh, yeah, he's in the army. That's
but is the subtext, I mean... Clearly, you get pussy from a genie.
Yeah,
that
she's
hot.
A sex slave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to put your bitch back in a bottle.
Everyone
That's awesome.
Was in the army back then. That's crazy.
Yeah.
World War II really got people in on that. Like, we all got to join the army.
I think that was every generation of men up until
Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah. Go.
Nah,
you got to go to war.
I bet you that's not true.
Your people got out of it.
Well, I mean, we fucked the Ottoman Empire up after a while, and then we were just... I mean, we did also fuck Hitler's ass. We fucked Mussolini's ass until Hitler
No, it's true.
Fucked
the
us
Greeks
as well.
Famously did defeat Hitler.
We fucked up Mussolini, and they had to throw fucking... And they had to fucking double... They had to fuck our ass and our mouth to stop us. And we're just a fucking... A nice little nation of fucking guerrilla soldiers in the mountains fucking up the Italians.
Yeah.
And then Hitler's fucking bitch ass had to come, and they had to fucking double team us, and that's why we fucking lost in World War II. But
Juicellini.
Is that like
he drinks Capri Sun? I need a Juicellini. Uh-huh. He's like, I've got diabetes.
Juicellini.
I need a Juicellini.
That fucking building where with like the face,
mm-hmm.
that's a fucking tight building.
Facellini?
Whatever he had going on.
The Facellini building.
I had to give it to him in terms of that was a cool looking building.
Yeah, it looks like where maybe like the bad guy from Donkey Kong lives, like an evil ape.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the bad guy in Donkey Kong?
Well, it's an alligator with breasts.
It was an alligator, that's right.
Does it have breasts?
It's a trans alligator, yeah.
Is it not just a woman?
No, he's got like a big, and he tries to cover it up with like a gold plate, but he's got titties.
He's got tits. Oh. Yeah. I gotta say, in terms of anthropomorphic, like things with tits to fuck,
alligator
is way down the list for me.
Not fun.
I would want something more feminine, a deer perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, it would be a nice day to have. Next time we go on vacation, we should go somewhere in like the Everglades so I can throw used tires at a crocodile.
I chilled with a bunch of crocodiles a couple weeks ago.
No, you didn't. They said you were a fucking loser.
They said you were.
No, they didn't.
They were like, yeah, this guy showed up. He fucking sucked.
I saw.
I love that they hiss. That's cool.
They hiss, yeah.
You would think that they would like growl or something, but they hiss.
They fight women, too.
Why? Because they don't like the way pussy smells?
I saw a guy crocodile fight a woman crocodile.
Oh, a woman crocodile. Yeah. I thought you meant like human women.
Oh, yeah. All animals do that.
Do they?
Yeah. We made up all
We're the only one that doesn't beat bitches.
We made up all this gender shit for women's sake. And they think. They
I was
think
appalled
it's,
by it.
They think it's the opposite.
Adam, you had a problem with that?
I said, make it stop.
I love when people do that. They'll be like, well, look at all the homosexuality in the animal kingdom.
Oh, people love talking
it's
about
like,
that.
It's like, all right, fine. But animals rape each other.
We get raped, too.
We get raped. That's what you asked for.
Yep.
If women have a problem being raped, they can ask the fags why. Why we've had to bring it back.
It's their fault.
Yeah, so enjoy going to sucking guys off in a your fucking gay cousin gets to get sucked off in a bathhouse.
Yeah, you know what animals also don't have? Child support.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
You nut and leave.
That's fucking nature right there.
Yeah.
You bust a fucking fat little nutski and then you fucking. Although you hang out.
I saw a nature video one time that ruled. It was like a koala.
The fucking gay ones.
Because koalas, like, they rape. There's a lot of animals that it's like.
Do that? They're so cute. That's so funny.
There's a lot of animals where it's like the woman doesn't like fucking, obviously, but they were like, all right, I guess I have to do this.
It's mating season.
No, they like beat a woman in an alley.
There's a video I saw one time of a male koala that's just cornered a female koala at the top of a tree.
Jesus Christ.
And he's just like finding different branches to go up while they're in the bottom.
Oh, God.
It's like just hissing.
Oh, my God. Just a little cuddly rapist.
Yeah. And the male koala is just climbing up the street to get pussy.
Damn, dude, I did not know that about koalas.
Yeah.
Also, a bunch of cute animals rape like that. Otters. Mm-hmm. Otters rape the fuck out of each other.
No.
Yeah. Not only that, but I think they rape like if a baby gets abandoned, I think
they just rape
a baby to death.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. The fucking cuddliest animals are the biggest rapists.
Yeah, we should start an Instagram account like cute animal overload.
Cute little rapist animals.
Because those always pop off. Those get big numbers, and then we just show
we
all
drop
the horrific.
A rape. We bait them in. Draw a big following, and then we drop that exact video that Nick was talking
I'm
about.
I'm going to try and find it.
And then people will learn their lesson.
In a major way.
Never to respect an animal.
No. Unless it's... What are the only noble beasts? Are there any non-rapist animals?
I think that I saw a sloth.
Penguins seem to be... They don't seem to rape.
I saw a sloth in Costa Rica. I think it's noble. It lives within less than a square mile their entire life.
Respect.
And sometimes they die because they think their arms are food.
That's awesome. They eat their own arms.
So lazy. Yeah. And they smile. They like fat. They chill.
They definitely chill hard.
They chill very hard.
I guess the animals that you have to do a little dance to get pussy, those are the ones you have to respect.
The birds. Mm-hmm. The male birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peacocks.
Yeah. Do a
they
little dance.
Really got to go all out for some puss.
Because they never take the pussy, they have to dance for it.
It's true.
You earn pussy in that.
We should teach peacocks rape.
I don't know if this is it.
What's this? Wait, is that the koala?
Yeah.
You're going to make people listen to it like Grizzly Man?
No, I don't think that. This doesn't seem like it. This is the fuck.
Yeah, just.
Oh, no. My girl's hearing that fucking horny ass growl. She's like, I got to get out of here.
This might not be the right video because it's like the other one, the title was like. Female koala forced slut to
someone
dump.
Literally jacking off to this. This one is simply called Koala Bears Bellowing and Mating.
Yeah, this one's like showing its pussy. So,
yeah, she's down. She's down to clown. Oh shit. Damn, they're getting fucking freaky, but she does. She does seem into it. Is that his little koala dick?
Yeah, they're
pumping?
Just like
damn, dude, they zoomed into his nutsack. Oh, shit, dude. Okay. Damn. No, this. She seems in. She's
it's crazy
along.
How you could watch any animal have sex on YouTube, except for humans.
So fucking true.
I remember seeing a YouTube video. It was like early on. It was like jaguars having sex, and some like middle-aged guy leaving a comment just like, listen to the sounds coming from that beautiful jag. Like, you can almost feel the heat coming off of its pussy. The internet must have been wild if you were like a weird guy that's like, yeah, I collect trains and I jack off to animals.
Yeah, dude. There was a nice little golden age for you.
Yeah, it's like 2004 and you're like, my brothers.
Yeah. Some nice little forums for you.
Yeah. Thing. Any forum where, like, you know, like some of the guys have, like, in their forum signatures, it's like RIP to other forum members, is there's weird shit going on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're brothers for life, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I did not like that fucking guttural ass grunt that koala made.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't have.
I want it to be cute. I don't want to hear. This is about to get pussy. The warning scream.
That's scary.
The warning scream to the koala. That she's like, give up the pussy.
I don't like that.
You are imminently getting fucked. You can give up the pussy now, or I will take
video?
It from you.
Look, just pointed at it.
This turtle just nutting all over this patio.
No.
I'm not. Okay, there.
Is that his cock?
Yeah, it's weird turtle.
What the fuck?
Oh, now
fuck?
It's opening. Oh. Can you see how it opens?
Ew, dude. What the fuck?
Oh,
that's a cock?
It's got this little suction thing
I'm
in
getting
it.
Down.
What's I'll the suction
thing? Is that whole
for?
Thing its cock?
Yeah.
God damn. What is it?
That's his
pippy. That's his pippy.
What's going to happen?
What do you think?
That's just he's excited.
He's
excited?
What's he getting like the second time we've seen it?
If he shoots on me, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fucking creaming.
Oh, my God. I got to get my reading glasses on.
What is it now? 14 inches long.
Slut.
Oh, God, there it goes.
Oh, my God.
See, there it goes.
Speedy.
Up inside.
Speed.
We're impressed, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm recording it.
Wait, is that his dick and balls?
Oh, he just came, it looks like. There's like white stuff.
God, that, I tell you what. Here at the
Lorena, my man busted right.
Oh,
on
he's got
fucking...
this really interesting little like horn on it.
Ew,
did you see that? It's like to
let
turn on
the
ladies.
Elizabeth, let me see the.
No, wait, I'm not finished filming.
Oh,
hold on,
my
that is
God.
A fucked up looking dick.
You should see it from over here.
Stop, this is what your dick looks
that's
like.
A cool
no,
family.
This video keeps going. At one point, the turtle just like blows a huge load
that's
all over
awesome.
Their all over their patio. Yeah.
But it doesn't even seem to be jacking off. I don't get it.
Yeah.
What's stimulating him?
Well, it's coming in its pants, basically.
Damn, what a fucking loser.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that ever happens. They go in their shell, but then there's like a turtle that's into being humiliated, and then it comes inside of its house and then drowns in its own cum.
Interesting.
Because it fills the shell with cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting to imagine what's happening in my mind in terms of how the shell works.
Yeah. Right.
And in which way it would fill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's a noble way of killing yourself, honestly.
Drowning in your own jit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not for
like
me,
like a
brother.
Captain going down
that's
with his ship.
That's not for me. That's the type of shit you're on, not me.
No way.
Hey, the bug lady's here.
Let me ask you this. Why?
Every corner,
is
crack,
no,
and crevice.
Why does all cum look the same?
Which one do you think is going to eat which? The spider or the frog?
Oh, shit.
Here we go. This is now this podcast is hitting exactly the kind of level I want to be
oh,
at.
Oh, this is a fucked up death match, dude.
Yeah,
I think
dude,
the spider's
tarantula versus
I'm rooting for the frog,
our
but I think the tarantula.
Everyone wants the frog to win. Fuck that gay-ass spider.
I'm with you, dude. But I'm scared for our guy.
No, he's fine. He's not even paying attention.
He's like, fuck your fucking bitch-ass, dude, spider.
Yeah. Adam's,
guys, if you want to watch along, it's
Adam's
called,
the spider.
No, I'm not.
Frogs, it's called Warning Live
Stav
Feeding.
Stav is the frog.
African bullfrog versus huntsman spider. It's from Frog Time.
And I, of course, am the man that owns this enclosure.
No.
And has the mortgage on the house in which this basement...
Damn, dude. I'm going to need some action quick.
I love his stance.
He's just fucking chilling. But you can tell he's alert.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to give this fucking pussy the satisfaction, but I'm ready if shit's about to go down.
Bullfrogs are cool. This dumbass spider keeps trying to go behind the frog.
Yeah. I'm ready to see this frog win, I hope. If this spider wins, I'm going to be so pissed. But I also wouldn't
well,
want to
Well, here's
eat
it. The channel is called Frog Time, so you would assume
It's, yeah,
it's
yeah.
A pro
unless
frog.
That Frog Time is like, it's the spider being like, it's Frog Time.
It's time
it's got 20K downvotes, but I
yeah.
guess
it has 16 million views, so this is definitely something that we've uncovered this video, dude. not only are we wasting time with a podcast by watching videos, but we're watching videos that
yeah,
this has been on YouTube since 2008. This has been on Ellen. Ellen's interviewed this frog.
Damn. Uh-oh.
Is that
we
got
to move happening.
This is basically this show is now sub Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah.
Oh, oh damn.
Wait, what?
What the fuck?
Oh, he missed it, but he got his leg.
He ate a leg. Damn. Okay, you hobbled him.
Yeah.
The frog draws first blood.
Yeah. I love the music, too.
Damn, the spider's like, fuck you, dude. You got a piece of my leg. I'm about to eat your ass still.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, he got bit.
The frog got bit?
I think so. That's why he's doing this move.
Oh, fuck, dude. He looks like he's fucked up.
Let's scrub a little bit. I'm getting...
It's an 8-minute video.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, hey, the bug lady's here.
Hey, shut up. I'm not watching anything. There's no ads.
Wow. Dude, capitalism ruins a good time again.
I love... My thing is I'm 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm learning about how capitalism is bad, and I'm posting about it all day long.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing analysis. I sit on Twitter and I do analysis.
Yeah.
When, you know, I'm sitting waiting for the train and it's late, and I turn to the guy next to me and I'm like, late stage capitalism.
When something's late, it's late stage
capitalism. It's late stage capitalism. Late
stage capitalism.
So it's theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
I'm
point.
Stealing money from my workers.
I do hope that this shit, on a cultural level, becomes very, like, as cringe and gay as it was.
Uh-huh.
15. I mean, not even really. It's like, you could be like, I'm a Stalinist in real life, and people would just be like, what are you talking
like,
about?
Like, okay, I don't care.
You smell bad.
This doesn't. Just if only because, aging millennials who are investing in being an online leftist.
They're doing it late.
Well, they're doing it to hedge against the inevitability of becoming uncool.
Right.
Which has been baked into all of that right side of history language the entire time. Is that they just don't want to end up lame.
Right.
Because they have nothing. Other than their perceived social standing in their head.
Yeah, it's going to be like a guy who's wearing a Von Dutch hat.
Yeah, basically.
But he's fucking 38 or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's coming back, though.
Von Dutch?
Oh, yeah.
It barely even had its time.
It was like 4.5 months.
Yeah, right.
But they had a stranglehold on the world for those 4.5 months.
That was wild.
Yeah.
I still would like
to. I remember being like, fuck, am I going to have to get one of these hats?
I was close. I only missed. Thank God I missed out because I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the trend didn't last long enough for poor people
to get
it.
Yeah, I think they were like $85. Because
it was gay by the time.
Yeah.
By the time, they made their way to Marshalls or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they had
They were trucker hats, right?
They were trucker hats.
Yeah.
They were luxury trucker hats.
Yeah. I still would like to get head wearing one or, more appropriately, get my dick sucked by a girl with bleach blonde hair and, heavy eyeliner while...
And
she's
a frayed jean skirt.
Yeah.
And a wife beater.
Wife beater. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That was the peak of all girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hottest girl that there ever was.
Oh, because we did a lot of our... A lot of the peak of our jacking off was
stringy,
to that.
Stringy, bleached blonde
hair. I'd like to fuck one of them in the bathroom at the Thomas Edison rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike. Perhaps while I'm driving somewhere with my family. We make eye contact and then we have sex in the public.
No
restaurant.
Words.
That would be
exchange.
Fucking hot, honestly. Yeah. No joke. Mm-hmm. That would be
great.
You know what? It would be cool to get pussy like that, but it would also be like, take that, gay guys.
It's funny because
we can do it
you
too.
You hit puberty and the part of your mind that was responsible for the suspension of disbelief of believing in Santa Claus.
Right.
Is after puberty it takes off. It's like, maybe I'll fuck this woman on the train.
Right. Right. Maybe I'll fuck this girl sitting eight rows above me.
The bang bus effect. Airplane.
Right.
Yeah.
The airplane horniness is the funniest one because it's like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Where do you think it's going to go? How's it going to happen?
It's very funny. I wonder next time I fly, just to write a little note that says, will you have sex with me? And just tap
airdrop
it to
people.
Can you hand this to 5C? And then just like have them pass the note all the way up.
Yeah.
They had airline.
It's clear. You read it in Sharpie so people can kind of.
Ladies and gentlemen,
through.
Someone on this plane is horny.
Someone is trying to get pussy.
Somebody on this train has tried to get pussy.
You're just like.
We can't stop the train until we reach Cairo.
You're wearing the thinnest pajama pants. Your dick is so hard. You're like, yeah. What?
Translucent.
That's fucked up, dude. I don't know who that is. It ain't me, though.
There was an airline where you used to be able to like get DM people.
Yeah.
Was it Virgin?
I think a lot of them had that feature. Yeah. They might still have it.
That probably fucked up. They probably had to take that away.
You think there's people trying to get pussy off the fucking seat-to-seat DM?
What's up?
Yeah.
How's your fucking... Where you're
Can
sitting?
Can I see your pussy? Question mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many dating apps now.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't need that on the plane. You can just load up. You can plug your phone into the seat and then set it to airplane get pussy mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then open up Hinge. And Hinge will say generating, stealing nudes from every
woman
on the
taking
plane.
Nudes from the cloud from every bitch on this flight.
Displaying pussy pictures from phone.
Phone enhance.
Phone.
Enhance pussy cheeks.
Phone, say what it's doing mode, inactivated. Phone saying what it's doing through the speakers, activated. Looking up, stealing cloud data, pictures of woman's pussies on the plane now. Just make a little like video that said, just play that on the phone. Yeah. Hold the phone all close
Enhance.
To your face. Stealing naked pictures of the woman next to you on the plane. Activated. You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Do they still...
You got the fucking Knight Rider music going on in the background while she's doing that
Do you still have plainclothes air marshals on every flight, or is that something that they want you to think is happening?
I don't think they ever had. I don't think air marshals exist.
I think post 9/11,
I think that was one of those things like if
that.
You pee in the pool, it turns blue kind of thing.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
They put chemicals in the pool to make the pee turn color. That was what the air marshals were.
Yeah. I never believed that for a second.
Yeah, we could
I
do whatever
pissing.
You want.
If they had air marshals, what the fuck is the point of all that TSA shit?
Right. You
point.
Have a karate guy on the plane already.
Yeah.
They should do that. Instead of me having to fucking take my shoes off.
Get your balls grabbed.
No one's ever grabbed
no
my balls.
No one does that also, yeah.
Have you ever... It sounds like that happened to you.
Well, I did that at the Israel-Egypt border. Mm-hmm. It happened to me.
Really?
Honestly, they looked in my ass.
Yeah. Anytime,
nah, shut
I
up.
Swear to God,
dude. Anytime you're.
I've never said that on the podcast.
Egyptians opened your hole.
I went to Sinai to go to a casino when I was drunk.
Sinai is in Egypt.
They didn't look and they didn't make do the squat and cough.
They opened up my ass, Jesus.
Oh my
and
God!
And honestly, because. The Israeli...
I thought you just meant with, like, the X-ray thing.
No, the Israeli border guys, because
the Israelis did? Not the Egyptians?
No, the Egyptians don't... No, of course it was the Israelis. Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, turn around and show us your change purse.
I went...
Let us see the change purse.
How much money are you sneaking on your ass?
Sinai, when I was drunk, when I was 18 years old, and my passport was... It was from when I was 14. I had really long hair. Mm. And when I was in high school, almost famous.
Back in the 70s.
Was big.
70s, you know? Adam.
Yeah. I did look
kind of
like...
The events that almost famous
like a 70s,
was based off
70s,
of.
Kind of Peppermint Patty style. Mm-hmm. Lazy.
You know there's like Reddit, so like that subreddit that's like cool pictures from the past and people post their like dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever.
Just looking.
In the future, they're going to be like, everyone in the past was a fag. It's going to be Adam in like a Von Dutch hat with long hair, getting his asshole looked into by Egyptians while giving a thumbs
up. It wasn't
the
Egyptians,
camera.
It was the Israelis. Mm-hmm. I tried to get back across the border after going to the casino.
And what did they suspect you of?
And they were like,
are you smuggling cum?
I don't know. And then they were like, come to the other room.
Mm-hmm. Dude, anytime
did
like,
they put their cock in your ass?
They didn't fuck my ass. They just looked in my ass.
Yeah, because it looked like shit. The only reason you didn't get fucked is because you had a fucking horrible little hole. If your shit was nice and plush, you would have gotten fucking
18 years old,
handled.
19 years old, that was probably a perfect hole.
Nah, dude, not for you.
I'm guessing.
Genetically, you have a bad ass. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what's been holding me back this whole time.
You've been pulled aside for the random searches, though.
I've never
where in America?
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
No, it's never. It's actually but
your vibes put off something sinister, Nick. That's why.
No, I just
he has an off.
Well, vibe. I wear baggy clothes because I'm like urban culture.
Yeah. You're wearing a do-rag.
This is my travel do-rag.
You have a lot of fake jewelry that sets off the fucking
gold teeth. It's like I just like to be comfortable when I fly.
It's a comfortable look. Oh, South Pole makes some of the best flying clothes there is.
Dress like T-Rock owns.
Yeah. Skirt J-Rock.
J-Rock.
Yeah.
The fucking they do the thing where they're like they pat you down, but they're like they use the back of their hand to like rub your dick. Mm. You know, they like they're like I'm just they're, so like
they're not getting a grab.
I
sensation.
Thought they have like a wand. They use.
No, they just they rub your dick, but like with the back of their hand.
That's so nice. Funny.
Yeah, because like I guess that makes it okay.
Yeah,
it's not gay.
And imagine like a pedophile in court just being like, Your Honor. I use the back
of my
hand.
It was the back of my hand.
There's literally no way this counts as molestation.
Yeah. I jacked the kid off like this. You guys can't see, but...
But he's using both backs of his hands.
Flip your hands upside down.
Yeah. It is good. Anytime your dick sets off the X-ray machine, that's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's not actually...
You have a Prince Albert piercing?
It's because... No, it's... Well, it's from wearing, like... Like either tucking your shirt, I don't know. It's I think it has to just do with the
laces. It crumples around your cock.
Yeah. But you're like, the machine. It's very funny to be like giving yourself that compliment in your head, but it's really just like a giant tumor or blood clot.
Yeah,
<or like.
laughs> dick too big.
Yeah. Oh, dude, my dick's huge.
Yeah, it's my dick's too big.
My
to
dick
fly.
Too big.
Remember that video of that cop who's frisking a guy and he's like, "What's this?" And he's like, "That's my penis."
Yeah.
The guy has a nice fucking hog on him, too.
Wow.
And it's huge. And the cop is like, "Oh, okay. Well, you're good to go." It's just so fucking fat. Some fat, very like Chief Wiggum looking ass motherfucker.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I have a lot more in common body type wise with that guy than the guy with the. I mean, this guy's cock. He was grabbing it. This thing was fucking.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking Coke can, but a floppy Coke can.
It's an ankle.
Honestly, like a tall boy, a floppy tall boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. I'm jealous of having a dick that big.
That's a silly... That's too much cock. I'm sorry.
For who? You, Adam?
Not for me to have.
Adam's sucking, and he's like, I wish I could put some of this in my savings account.
It doesn't even make sense.
Nah, it does, though, dude.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
I knew what I meant when I said it.
It comes across.
How is the penis
you know what? It makes more sense than the English language. You know what I mean? It transcends the actual words because the ethos is so correct.
Of right. You're worried about
not only are you gay.
You're gay. You're worried about wasting some of it. You want to earn interest on this guy's penis.
Yeah, you're trying to take something that's not even yours. You're trying to steal from this man's penis.
Yeah, you're trying to collect rent on this. There's a lot
you're
going
trying
on.
To get passive mouth. Income from being gay, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it makes a little sense.
And that's just one of the many aspects of why it makes sense.
We should go to Cirque du Soleil. Now that quarantine's over, COVID's over.
Where's Cirque du Soleil?
Cuomo cured
in
COVID.
Vegas, they have a bunch.
I'm not going to gay
jerk,
Vegas.
Jerk do me off.
Jerk
no, they come around. I'm sure they have it in Jersey. They probably got it at the Meadowlands.
AC, maybe?
No, you don't even have to go that far. They probably have Cirque du Soleil at the Lincoln Center.
Maybe. That would be cool. Let me see Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, jerk do me off.
Jerk do me off.
I'd be down.
I'm still, if Cats comes back, I'm still saying we should take mushrooms and see Cats.
Yeah.
I would love to, dude.
I ate like a half gram of mushrooms 2 weeks ago, and I was having a terrible time until I wound up at a girls' softball game.
Yeah.
The options
in a
real
public
quick
park.
Are Las Vegas, Orlando, Riviera Maya, and I guess we can see on tour. Anyway, yes, keep talking, Nick.
Then it became very fucking funny.
You were laughing at girls playing
girls
softball.
Yeah.
How old were they?
I don't know. Probably like 9 or 10 years old. They're probably in like fifth grade.
That's awesome.
But just really fucking bad.
Not a lot coming. Oh, shit. Dude.
Just like everybody that goes up to bat
they got
gets a home run off errors.
That's awesome.
Every single one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They need to stop trying to play sports.
Dude, they got a Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil.
I know, dude. And a Beatles one, too.
Mm-hmm. Ah, fuck that, dude. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. The Beatles are gay. Suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather see Michael Jackson. Even though he fucked kids, his music was better.
No, he didn't fuck kids.
I'm sure the Beatles fucked kids, too.
Yeah, no How way. Did John Lennon.
John Lennon definitely John fucked
Lennon
kids.
John Lennon had sex with kids for sure. That's why his son killed himself.
Yep.
He was like, I'm going to put real bullets in the gun and kill myself on the set of The Crow.
yeah, that's true. Right. I forgot about that.
He was like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I hate doing karate.
Oh, my name's Brendan Lee and I'm gay and Chinese.
I'm Chinese and gay.
I'm half Chinese and I'm gay.
And I'm going to kill myself.
I'm gay and I'm Chinese. And I'm John Lennon's son.
I'm John Lennon's son.
I'm John Lennon's son, Brendan
And I'm
Lee.
Barack Obama. And I'm gay.
One, two,
They're calling
three.
Me the Lenny Kravitz of being Chinese. Critics are calling him the Lenny Kravitz of being Chinese. He's John Lennon's son. Actor Brendan Lee kills himself on the set of Crow.
You think Yoko had some fucking good-ass pussy?
No.
Well, he trash. Had this thing called...
Really?
That was, he was just like the first guy to be like, what if we got Chinese pussy?
Well, no,
dude, the Beatles were innovators.
Yoko Ono was kind of like the Ford Model T of getting Asian pussy. Mm.
Yoko got too much.
You know, you got to crank it by hand. It's kind of right. It's just like it looks more like a skeleton with some skin draped on it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes more sense to see Donald Duck driving it around.
That's true. Well, in the '70s, he like left her in New York and went to L.A. for what was dubbed his lost weekend, but it was like a year where he just did blow and got a different Chinese girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just one, or
can you imagine getting caught? Him
getting
caught cheating on your Chinese wife in 1965 or whatever, and being like, "I swear to God, I thought it was you,
innocent.
I could have sworn it was you,
Your Honor.
I thought it was you,
Your Honor. I thought it was the same type of Chinese pussy.
It's illegal to cheat on your wife, but there should be an exception if your wife is Chinese."
It was post Beatles, but yeah. Yeah, the lost.
Oh, damn, they got a Turok fucking Cirque du Soleil exhibit. Turok, the first flight.
The dinosaur Turok? Isn't that a game?
Video game?
It is, dude. That game rules.
That game was really cool.
I never played it that much. It was you're a raptor, or you fuck.
You're a Native
raptors.
American guy that kills fucking dinosaurs.
Okay, yeah, respect.
They lived.
They
lived at the same time.
Right
of course,
they're on the box, dude.
That's awesome. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. I'm fucking gay.
Wait,
is he
a Native American?
I don't know.
I just assumed he was. Player controls Turok, a Native American warrior who must stop the evil campaigner from conquering the universe with an ancient and powerful weapon.
Mm. Now that's when games were games. God damn it, dude. I got to piss. I think I'm dying, dude.
Yeah.
My fucking little penis can't hold. Maybe it's because I've been drinking more diet soda recently.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's probably because your penis is small.
I don't think so. I have a little penis, but that's not the reason I have to piss all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Suck my dick and fuck my ass.
Your dick gets tired.
Oh,
it's
damn.
So small.
They got Turok on Switch.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Well,
I know what I'm doing until 2023.
Hold it down for 2 minutes.
I know
the
only thing I'm doing. So, Adam,
yes.
Recently you've been diagnosed with...
having a little cock disease.
Yeah. Having a little cock disease stops.
No, that's not true. That was not the diagnosis.
Genital slurpees.
No, I
when
was
I
also...
worked at 7-Eleven, we'd make something called genital slurpees.
What's that? You put all the different flavors in one. In one big gulp?
Yeah.
You called it genital slurpees? Did you work at 7-Eleven?
I never worked at 7-Eleven.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I was doing a thing about cumming
in the Slurpee machine.
Sorry, I just got a passive-aggressive email.
From who? A woman?
I guess it was just aggressive-aggressive.
What was it like? Fuck you.
The thing is, this show requires some degree of like
emotional labor.
No, I got to be a businessman.
Yeah,
sure.
There's
people I have to deal with who like have to
other business people
that have to be somewhere at 9 a.m.
Uh huh.
and then email me. They have to put on like a suit and then email me.
Yeah, they have to log into their like
to deal with the fact, because anything that makes money is a business technically.
Sure.
So there's business aspects.
Yeah.
But you know, there's nobody that can fire me because I'm the business owner.
Right.
That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So you got an aggressive business email, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, dude.
Dude, somebody's reminding me to send an invoice. Uh-huh. And it's like, excuse me, but your email is getting in the way while I'm trying to Google Switch Turok remaster.
Yeah. How about I send you an in ass?
How about what part of here's what I'm doing until 2023 didn't you get?
Didn't you hear?
You fucking stupid business.
How about instead of me invoicing you, you just send me the money you know you owe me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know it, I know it. Give me the fucking cash.
We have to have an invoice in to justify the fake job the other person. A job that dates back to what, the 1800s?
Yeah.
Before they even had fucking punch cards. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that did the math by hand. It's all in the emails.
It's in the emails, you fucks.
Yeah.
Dude, I would be so pissed if I'm getting diabetes now after being healthy for like a year, after eating a bunch of salads. I've eaten too many salads to get diabetes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just went to the doctor. He said all my shit was normal, but so I'm you don't pissing have a lot. It. So but what's going on?
That happened before to you, right?
Yeah, but it was good, and now it's upticked. There's an uptick in my pissing.
In pissing. Is that how you know that you have diabetes?
It's one of the signs.
Really?
But I don't think it is, because I haven't been eating that bad for a while.
Mm-hmm.
God could really suck my dick if I get some kind of being fat disease now.
God can suck my dick. He can suck on my penis. I love that they've just been like every week has been like slow news today. We're going to Eric Clapton. To,
yes,
he's yeah. going to say call the vaccine the N-word. Just let him go off, and then yeah. people on social media get mad at Eric Clapton.
I know.
Yeah, him and Van Morrison.
And then it'll be like some guy that's like a failed like session musician, like a guy that like. Went to like Berklee School of Music
mm-hmm.
and then yeah. moved to Brooklyn, and now he's been a barista for 25
yeah,
years.
He wears a big hat.
He thought he was going to play classical guitar for
yeah,
a living.
Yeah.
And he's like, Clapton hasn't been good since 1977.
Right.
All right, man. Very cool.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Explain to me on a technical level why this pop musician isn't good.
I don't care.
I only follow him for his vaccine takes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't even know he was a musician.
Yeah.
I'm enrolling in the Clapton Institute actually this fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Clapton Institute.
The Pussy Clapton.
The Pussy Clapton. I love Pussy Clapton.
Yeah.
I'm about to make that Pussy Clapton.
Clapton up some cheeks.
And then, yeah, till it creams. You
Can
know what I'm saying?
Can I suck your dick? Can I suck on your penis?
Can I suck you off?
Can I suck
If I give
your
you
dick?
$5.
If you shit in my pussy. Can you shit in my pussy?
Paying someone to suck their dick is honestly the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the most confusing part of Midnight Cowboy.
It's a very like Tom Sawyer kind of move.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I want to paint the fence.
Yeah.
It's that kind
of.
That's
smart. Confusing, you mean sexually confusing because it made you hard at him?
No, I just, gave him the money and then he sucked his penis. And I was like, well.
And you're like, wow. I guess. So my desires aren't wrong.
Well, the guy does, if I remember correctly, kind of look maybe a little bit like
me. Looks a lot
like
you.
Yeah, in that scene.
He looks very... He honestly looks like Rick Moranis.
I think it is.
Dick Moresuckus?
It's not. It's not Dick Moresuckus.
It's Suck More Dickus.
Suck More Dickus. That's right.
Yeah,
that's the best one.
It's still good every time.
It's absolutely really good stuff.
Will you suck my dick?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something else going on. Oh, a guy was shot in Times Square yesterday.
Nuh-uh. Really?
Who was shot?
I don't know. But it's very funny that like people keep getting shot in Times Square because then conservative media just gets to
New York is a war zone.
Like, yeah, it's a war zone. And it's like, it seems like more people should be getting shot in Times Square.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're going to shoot somebody, that would be a place to do it. So it's actually amazing that there's never been a mass shooting in Times Square.
Seems very logical.
Yeah.
Like if you were playing Grand Theft Auto and you wanted to rack up a bunch of kills, you drive to Times
Square.
Imagine
you're Steven Paddock and you're like, I want to kill a bunch of people. Where will I go? Oh, the fucking Jason Aldean concert in Las Vegas.
It's not the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. It really doesn't make any sense.
No, you're right.
Well, I really didn't have time to get into. I mean, I was so busy with work, I couldn't.
Of course.
Really get into conspiracy theories about that one, about how it was Israel, or you know, in
the
what
Saudis
way,
or something.
In what way Israel was responsible? Right, it was actually Israel that did it, and and maybe the ADL was involved somehow.
I think probably, yeah.
Safe
to say.
And then even just regular Jewish people.
I don't know. I get this a little bit of a leap.
And even what, even just culturally.
Adam, we're conspirathizing.
I mean, this is, first of all, this was put to bed years ago. Everyone knows what happened with Paddock.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It was just a guy.
Another guy with a Chinese wife.
That had a Chinese wife.
That's right.
A helicopter.
Chinese pussy drove him to
a helicopter
to
license.
Stephen Paddock did it because he's like, I thought my wife was cheating on me, but I was just looking at a picture of Yoko Ono and John Lennon. And I thought my wife had been fucking Austin Powers behind my back. And I lost it, and I killed a bunch of people.
And I'm sorry. And I fucked up.
And the judge is like looking at the picture of John Lennon hugging Yoko Ono, and he's like... And looking at a picture of Stephen Paddock's wife, and he's like, case dismissed.
Not guilty.
Case throw it out by reason of evasionity.
I've seen enough. This man is free to go.
This man is innocent. Starring Gregory Peck as the judge.
The best part of that Paddock story
to kill a Chinese-ing bird
was his brother who had that brief
To kill a gooking bird. What would you call that movie?
I don't know.
How about this? Here's a better question. What would I call that?
What would you call that? These aren't the kind of questions I want to spend too much of my time pondering.
Oh, okay.
More so the other.
When did Paddock happen? Was it
what
while
I would
we
like to ponder
Hometown?
Is. Yeah, for sure.
It was?
We've been doing the show for 5 years.
I have no concept of time.
Paddock happened in the last 5 years, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
If you sucked my dick, could I fucking suck your dick?
Can I suck your penis also?
I would also like to suck your dick afterwards.
We can suck each other's dick.
We can suck each other off.
If I paid you money...
we're done with the song.
Okay, sorry.
We're done.
It would just be me sucking your penis. Sorry, I'm done. I won't try to be part of the song thing.
No, you can.
You can. It's just that you're ruining it.
Just read the room. Know when to do it.
I thought I was going to call back to that.
You know, really got hit hard during the pandemic is the guys that drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
That's true.
I'd like to see a Ford versus Ferrari movie, but it's about that.
Oscar Mayer Wiener, what's the other mobile they're facing?
Nothing. It's just, you know, the guys that are like, we make trucks look like hot dogs, and that's what I do.
The first guy to do it.
My name's Carol Shelby, and I turn food trucks into cars and make cars out of fucking types of food.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That guy's name being Carol is so funny.
Yeah.
That's why he had to become one of the most badass guys of all time.
That's one of the most women's names there is.
Yeah.
It's like fucking might as well be named Eleanor.
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass. Mm-hmm. Carol.
Yeah.
That's like an old bitch's name.
Right.
It's not like Shannon would be better.
Marilyn,
yep.
Yeah. Carol isn't even a girl name that you could be a cool black guy and have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the fucking
Shannon.
That's the test.
That's a good
You could.
Absolutely, Shannon Sharp.
Tight end for the Denver Broncos.
World champion with the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, also with the Ravens.
Can I fuck your ass?
You guys see there was that apartment collapse in Miami?
No. Oh, yeah, that was the other big story.
That was the other big story.
Apparently, Stav stayed at the top floor.
No, I didn't.
That's what I heard.
Oh.
No, I did. I've never been to Miami, actually. Mm-hmm. But if I did,
how about Grand Theft Auto Rice City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It's about Stav goes to Miami to eat all the Chinese food there, and then he stays at the top floor.
Do they have even good Chinese food in Miami? Why would I go there to eat Chinese food?
Because you thought Vice City was Rice City.
You thought it was Rice City, and you thought it was.
You're like, I wouldn't get confused about that.
It's a video.
Either I'm so fat that I go somewhere to eat, especially Chinese food, and then I collapse a building because I'm that fat. A guy that fat, which I'm not saying I
am. Grand Theft Auto Ice Cream City.
Mm-hmm. Would not. Okay, that's closer.
Yeah.
I would go to Ice Cream City. I'll give you that.
I mean, how?
I would love to visit Ice Cream City.
Which, by the way, they opened the ice cream shop on the corner years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. If I do it once, you know, and it's good, it's lights out. I finally went. Great.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I don't know how you could fuck up ice cream.
It looks good.
It's very good.
We've talked about going for years.
It's I didn't know it was good. Ice cream.
We
I
should get ice cream.
Just a cake
I
can't
do we it. Should get ice cream today in between the shows.
I can't do it.
I mean, being Adam.
I'm back. You guys should.
Don't do it. Sauce back on the
You top. Guys should. I got my fucking salad in the fridge. I'll be fine.
No, we'll be good boys with you.
You can do whatever you want, brother.
All right. I appreciate
Well, then,
that.
How about this? I'll eat the ice cream and you can do cocaine.
I don't want to do cocaine.
I have some if you want.
I'm going to take a nap after these shows because I did not get a lot of sleep.
I didn't get enough. I've been sleeping terrible.
Yeah.
Like fucking 3 hours every night.
Brutal.
I've been having nightmares.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about your nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could talk about it on the next episode. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about that on this week's. You've already heard it, actually,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might be getting to the end of this, and you're like, this was mostly koala videos.
Yeah.
I feel cheated this week. For a while, it was just that the regular show was bad.
For the first one, usually pretty good.
The first one, they do okay, but something's wrong. Well, I'm cranky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cranky because I didn't get enough sleep because I stayed up. I think reading the Wikipedia page and looking at pictures of Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's a handsome guy.
No, he's cool not. He's a very weird looking guy.
He looks weird.
He looks weird in his hair. Really?
He's like beige.
He has like Playmobil man hair.
Let me see. Let me
or he's like gray kind of skin.
Well, it's not his skin. His hair is like painted onto his head.
I think that's a cool look. Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. He does look weird.
Yeah.
What about young though?
He looked even worse when he was young.
No way, he looked worse.
Yeah, his face was too big.
No, he had something going on.
You know who has a fucking her face is hilarious, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah,
she looks fucked up.
She's looking like a pit
bull. She looks like one of those dinosaurs that are always going to the dentist. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like,
yeah, you know what? He's not. I'm
there's like brush her teeth dinosaurs. She has that kind of look to her face.
Yeah, and she's like, is she someone that likes to think of herself as jacked? Like a woman that likes to think of herself
she
as
is,
jacked?
Yeah, she's a.
Was she like a CrossFit bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
You know, yeah, you're right. He's not hot. Farrakhan's not hot.
Yeah.
No.
I take it back.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let me see. Because, like, her profile picture doesn't match what she looks like. Like, she's got a wild ratio between her.
But you know what his grandson, Mustafa Farrakhan Jr., who played for Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
He's a piece of ass.
He looks pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean, genetics always move in the direction of like being hotter. And when they don't, it's because the will of the spirit to be ugly and fat and bald and toothless overcomes.
I don't know. That's, mm-hmm. First of all,
it's
there's
a choice.
No,
it's a choice.
The statement, genetics makes people hotter or whatever, moves towards. Whatever the fuck you said is stupid. No. I wasn't listening, but it's dumb.
It's not dumb.
And it was clearly a setup to take a side swipe at me.
A side swipe?
A clear swipe at me.
I just said you're a spirit, you have an indomitable spirit.
Yeah. You defeated genetics, dude. Yeah.
Major Taylor Greene also, she has like midgets arms. Like where not.
Yeah,
where,
she has weird proportions.
Well, the hands, dude, like they have, like, you know how midgets have like this, like they look like they're carrying luggage, mm-hmm. even when their hands are empty. They have that like. This like this weird claw thing.
Absolutely.
And fat hands.
Yeah, she does that. I kind of like. I wish I had big fat midget hands.
Yeah, but not short arms.
Well, I kind of would like short. I've got a long reach.
That's good.
Why is that good?
I don't know. It's better.
How's it
wingspan?
Better?
Wingspan.
See, Nick thinks in terms of powerlifting. We think in terms of the NBA.
NBA. Yeah.
Well,
you want to have a. Positive ape index.
No, I'm thinking about Turok Dinosaur Hunter and how I would like to have like a T-Rex kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Imagine if I had like little like T-Rex arms. But also my head was the size of Majorie Taylor's greens. And instead of going to the dentist, I fucking ripped your fucking face off with my mouth.
That's a great imagination.
Yeah, but your reach would be bad.
Yeah, I don't
need a
reach.
This bitch is fucked up looking. I'm looking at her right now.
I mean, she looks like...
She looks like shit.
She looks like Glenn Close if she... If Glenn Close went to a plastic surgeon and was like, make me look more like Glenn Close.
Turn up. Turn the Glenn Close dial all the way up, bitch. Yeah, right. Oh, fuck, dude. That's good shit.
No, I saw her a picture of her the other day and it really just like struck me.
Yeah, no, she's fucked up looking for sure. There's something.
What's her deal? She keeps trying to like fight like AOC.
She said AOC should be in jail. Mm-hmm. I think she said she wasn't American or something.
Yeah. Well, half the women in Congress now are just like people that went viral for like pointing a gun at their neighbor 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Their like whole platform is like, remember me? I was the one that fucking yelled the N-word in Starbucks.
Yeah, and we should all be allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, fuck this bitch. Honestly, she can suck my fucking dick and balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in trouble now. You know, I really like that Mike Lindell guy.
She also looks like
the pillow guy.
The pillow guy who is like, he was also, a lot of people don't know. I mean, I guess people know if they pay even like the smallest amount of attention to him, but he was just like a wild crackhead.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's in his Twitter bio, right? Yeah, crackhead.
He's a crackhead, and then he's like, he's got the same voice as Jesse Ventura. And he looks like a Midwestern stereotype.
Yeah.
You know, like what everybody from the Midwest thinks their dad is, that guy, like mustache, like Germanic stock.
100%.
When really most people just look like regular people.
Or they're very fat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's got something. She looks like a man that I can't place. Maybe Lou Diamond Phillips?
Nah.
Marjorie?
Her jaw is fatter than his.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a guy that I feel like her face would look perfect over top of.
Ron Perlman.
She does have a little Perlman in her.
Yeah, but her eyes are close together like Perlman's.
Yeah. She looks like Hellboy.
Who does she look like? I mean,
it's a man.
Her jaw is fucking wild, dude. Look at what's going on here. This is like...
Here, let me zoom in. Just fucking zoom, you piece of shit.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? You're right, it's midget proportions. I feel like that's a midget type of face to have, too.
I would love
this. Would she get in trouble for?
I don't know. It's weird that there's people that, like, because you with her, it's like, okay, like, maybe I do believe in phrenology. I have no idea. She says stuff that's like, you know,
she's like
election shit.
She wiles out. She thinks Trump's fucking president.
She gets close to saying shit that's like illegal, I guess, or that you can't say.
Yeah, she literally said she should put AOC in jail.
Yeah,
which is pretty
I don't
funny.
Know. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, she looks like Glenn Close with a fat ass
for
jaw.
Adam here.
What's that?
Picture her with
her standing by with Israel.
Well, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, Adam's like a broken clock's right clock. 2 dimes a day or whatever.
You know what they say? A broken clock that costs about what? $1.25, $1.50.
You should be able to get it for a couple cents.
Yeah, it's a classic Jewish expression. Two in the bush is worth, I don't know, maybe 75 cents, 50 cents. Maybe a little bit less. It's, you know, it was in a bush. I don't know. I know it's two
it's
of them.
It's dirty there. The bush is dirty.
A penny saved is a penny. Well, maybe you can save even some more pennies.
Maybe you could save two or three.
Maybe you could save a couple even more pennies.
I've never heard any of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, they're well known. They're big time well known sayings.
Yeah, they have a lot of sayings like that. Fool me once, maybe tomorrow you give me a discount. Maybe tomorrow to make up for fooling me.
I get a couple dollars.
You know, we get maybe a discount, or at the very least, the waitress isn't allowed to be upset with us when we don't tip. And we'll take it out of the tip, but you understand the tip is factored into the price. And we would have tipped had you not fooled us earlier. So I don't want to hear any of this about these people didn't tip, they're cheap. Because
you fooled.
If you consider the amount of money we're paying in total,
It's more than enough.
It's probably percentage-wise. Let's say the bill would have been $20. Yeah. You get 20% of that.
For fooling
That's
me.
A full tip. What is 20% of $20? $4?
Uh-huh.
Right? But because you fooled me, now the real value goes down to 16.
Right.
But we pay 20, no tip on it, right?
And that's even more.
It's even more because 20% of 16 mm-hmm. is only $3.20.
That's right. So it's 80 cents.
So you owe us 80 cents. Yeah. I'll wait here and you can bring me the 80 cents and also a blondie to go on the house.
Yep. That's famous expression.
That classic Jewish expression.
Oh, well. Great episode, guys.
Killer.
All right. See you later, folks.